Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday horny. Listen, it is chocolate chips and ice cream Sunday, baby. You know, whatever day you want ice cream, you can have ice cream, honey. But listen, it's something about Sundays. Sunday is always the perfect day for cake and ice cream. Now, am I right about it? Listen, quiet. Now, listen, I ain't going to tell y'all no more. I'm going to start paying y'all with jelly beans and water, okay? So, listen, the next time I come to work up in this engineer booth and y'all sitting out there still glued to the chair, you know, it will be no jelly beans for you today, okay? You know what I'm saying? So, listen, and then when you do get paid in your jelly beans, I'm going to eat all the red ones, the orange ones, and the yellow ones, okay? I'm going to leave you the jelly beans, all right? I'm going to leave you the ones that don't taste so good. You hear what I'm saying? So, listen, and I have gourmet jelly beans. I got cotton candy flavored jelly beans, and you're not going to get any at all. So, oh, now you're going to get up out of your chair. All right, now. Oh, the glue must have dissolved. Well, praise the good Lord for that. Now, listen. It's August 21st. 2022 is 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is a time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. Now, y'all know I like to entertain. Please don't think I'm paying these folks in jelly beans around here. Listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumboRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumbo Rum. One infused with natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold. And one infused with natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. Steve Gump is CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum. Listen. Please visit us online at GumboRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Listen. I got to give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Batati. Yes, indeed. While you're on Facebook, stop lying. Hey, I didn't say y'all. Put y'all tablets and cell phones. Soon as I turn my head, y'all go back to getting on them cell phones and them iPads, and you're supposed to be making the drinks. All right, now, you know what? When y'all don't wake up in the morning, you're going to wonder what's the matter with you. You're going to wake up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it ain't going to be waking up the way you think you're waking. You're going to be waking up in a whole different place. Now, let me tell y'all something. While you're on Facebook, use keyword Fierce Female Network. Give the page a like and a follow. Yes, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, got a special musical showcase on today for independent artist Rona. And I'm telling you, she got a voice like nothing you ever heard. It is so sultry. Wait till y'all hear this young lady. She got a voice on her, honey. It is powerful indeed. I've listened to her music. I say, oh, this is going to be a real divine show indeed. So listen, independent artist is on today, Rona Morari. She got some good stuff on today. Her song is This Has Depth. Yeah, let me tell you something. Also, I have independent artist is on the show, CT. I'm going to play his song, CT. So once again, the independent artist is Rona. Now, before I get into the music, who is hearing y'all music? Who? Can anybody answer that question? Come on, engineer. Who is hearing y'all? Hey, people all over the world. Yeah, baby. People all over the world is hearing your music. Listen. Thank y'all so much for tuning in and listening. I do want to say thank you because I do appreciate the international listeners. They are always listening in. those that listen in from Germany, India, the Netherlands, I appreciate y'all and the UK. Thank you so much. And, of course, our United States listeners from the USA, I appreciate y'all. Yesterday, I'm telling you what's true, they were clicking in and clicking in. I said, well, my goodness, do I need to take some phone calls around here? Listen, I'm start taking some phone numbers. Is that all right? Because I am a single lady. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, there's never a bad time to take an interview. You know what I mean? I'm always open to take job applications. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I vet out people like I vet out folks for a job. You know what I'm saying? Listen, it's like this. In this day and time, you cannot, you know, mess around with some of these little corny people. You got to make sure you're taking your application. Now listen, people that single. I'm talking to the ladies and men. When you take your application, I'm not talking about no job. I'm talking about applications, you know, for dating. What's the matter with people? I don't know what's wrong with people. You know what I'm saying? Listen. My girlfriend, now I ain't going to talk about her. I ain't going to say too much about her. She might be listening, and I ain't going to say no name, of course, actually. Listen. When you in a, you know, I always get into these relationship things. Ladies, let me tell y'all something. If you in a long-term committed relationship with somebody, and I done come across this a whole lot. So I'm not just talking about one person. I'm talking about a whole lot of people. And sometimes it work out well, and sometimes it don't. Now, why in God's name would you buy a house with somebody and you ain't married to them? You know, people get into these situations. I know it's their business. They choose to do what they want to do. But my thing is this. I'm not going to commingle the little bitty finances that I have with no man, okay? I'm not going to sign no mortgage with you. I ain't going to sign nothing like that. And you're going to live in the house and we're not married. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I remain single. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep my property to myself. You keep your property. I know y'all probably wondering, what's the matter with her? What's the matter with her? Now, listen, some cases, some people buy houses together and they end up getting married later on down the road. But I don't understand it. Why not get married first and then go and buy your house? You know, have your children and everything is just sweet as pie. But these some people, they be like, well, let's buy a house first. We're not going to get married, but we're going to make a commitment to buy a house. Okay, you okay with getting a contract to buy a house, but you don't want to just go ahead and say, I do it, just do it in the right order. I don't know what's the matter with you. I don't know. Now, listen, that's just me. My thing is, I take applications, you know what I mean? I have an invisible pad. When I meet different gentlemen, I have this invisible board. You know what I'm saying? I got my pen out, not in my hand, you know what I'm saying? But I got my questions lined up. I ask some different questions. You know, you have conversation, you laugh a little bit. Then you ask a question. Then you have some more conversation, laugh a little bit. So you're sneaking in on them. They don't really know what you're doing. But you're checking them out to see how they're going to answer the question. Now, listen, I'm going to play the song. Then I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about this some more. Y'all sat down in the back. Sat down quiet. Just go sat down. Now listen, this song is really phenomenal. Y'all gonna enjoy it. You're gonna love it because this sister got a voice on her. It is called This Has Depth. And I'm telling you, her voice really do has depth. I'm telling you, superstar. It's one thing about this network. We do have superstars up today and supermar. That is no joke. I am not kidding around. I do like to entertain all the time. But listen, that is no joke when I say that. We do have superstars up today and superstars of tomorrow. And this young lady, she's a superstar of tomorrow. Yeah, indeed. Yeah. You better believe it. Listen. When you hear the song, you're going to think about Sade. She got that depth to her. She got soul to her. Woo, baby. She is cooking with gas. Once again, it is This Has Depth. This Has Depth. Y'all check this out and take a listen to
you
this.
You think I'm a liar, think I'm a thief. I have no desire to engage in your life. I know your role. Hold on now. You're too quick to judge.
That is powerful. I am telling you, she has a powerful voice. Yes, she does. I mean, she just bellows it out like nobody's business. I am telling you. Yes, D. Y'all really need to check her out. Check her out online. Her name is Rona. Last name spelled M-A-I-R-I. She is bad. Sister's bad. I got some more great music that's coming up for you. This is independent artist C-E-T-E. And the name of this one is True. You know what? He got a voice on him as well. I am telling you, he's a phenomenal singer. And he does great with his ballad. It is wonderful. I want y'all to check him out. Listen. Y'all take a listen to this. Give me one quick set. And matter of fact, let me tell y'all, this is a live broadcast. It is not pre-recorded. Also, before I get this song by independent artist CT, I want you guys to check out NYC Podcast Directory. They send us a lot of traffic, so visit. NYC Podcast Network and Artists, when you see that link on your page, just click the link after the show is over. Just click the link after the show. I already see stuff coming up on my screen. Yeah, I know. Okay. So listen, just click on that link and vote up your show. So click the link and vote up your show. And what that does, when you do click the link and vote up your show, it sends traffic to your Spotify page, and it sends us a lot of traffic. And I do appreciate them, you know, a lot, because they send us a lot of traffic, and I have noticed an uptick in traffic. And I really do appreciate being part of that podcast network directory, because they are the largest radio and podcast directory in the world. Yes, they are. And so they do send us a lot of traffic, and I really do appreciate them. So independent artist C-T-C-E-T-E, this song is called True. And it is a phenomenal tune. You're going to love it. Yes, you are. What happened to my music? What's the matter with you people? Can't you get it together in here? All right. Well, keep it moving. We ain't got all day. This is Pump Up the Volume. Y'all ready for me? They ready for me, Lord, today. That's all right. I still love y'all anyway. Once again, his name is C-T-C-E-T-E, and the name is T-R-U. The name of the song is T-R-U. True. Y'all check him out.
Girl, you know my love.
Listen, that is true. T-R-U-E by the artist C-T-C-E-T-E. I love that song. It's really sweet. Love you from head to toe, baby. That means they can just kiss you from head to toe, darling. Let me tell you something. And then in the song he says, you're all natural. Nothing on you is fake. You know what I mean? You know, why are we like that, ladies? We feel like we have to improve upon what we already have. You know, of course. It's nothing, you know, you're supposed to make yourself up look good, you know what I mean? What I'm saying is, you know, spending all money on all the extras that we think we need, well, we really don't need, you know what I'm saying? Now, listen, I went through that whole 9 yards when I was a youngin', you know, with the hair, I had hair all down to my butt, y'all. Y'all know how it go when you young, you want hair. You know, you ladies just like, hey, got to have some hair. So listen, but I had the best of the best. I just wasn't putting any kind of curly. I didn't get no lamb. Now listen, this is what I did not do. I did not go out in my backyard, you know, back in the barn back there and get one of the lambs that was running around and shave the hair off of him and then put it on my head. I did not do that. You know what I mean? Because you got some people. I don't know why people think it's okay to walk around with any kind of type of looking hair. What I did, I had the best of the best hair, and it was down to my booty, and I just loved it, and so did the gentlemen. They liked it because they really thought it was bad. And they was like, is that really your real hair? That's how nice it looked. It was nice quality stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's not my hair. You know what I mean? So listen, but these people that's walking around, you ain't got to ask them, is it your hair? Because you can look at it and be wondering what poor, you know, animal is running around without no hair on their body. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but makes them think that looks good. And then I see all these ads on Facebook. Are y'all inundated with all these ads? I mean, you know, it's like, let me tell y'all this. I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here because I got to get on over to, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego Church. You know what I mean? I got to go over to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego Church. Y'all know what that is? That means I got to understand, go to church, get my sermon, and so they're going to preach on. You know, I get caught by the devil beats me up, and then they're going to teach me how to fix myself up. Now, I'm just kidding, entertainment. Now, listen. Now, you ever see all these ads? Y'all pay attention to all these ads on Facebook? The thing I don't like about all these ads, you know, if I was to take a scratch pad and a pen and write down everything they told me not to eat, it wouldn't leave me with anything to eat. I say now, and this one doctor in particular, I just really like him. I really do. I really love Dr. Grundy. And he has a lot of information and everything. But I'm like, well, Dr. Grundy, you tell me all this stuff not to eat. The only thing I remember right now off the top of my head that he really likes you to eat is avocado. Now, how is avocado going to keep me full all day long? You mean I got to sit around and peel avocados all day just to have enough nourishment to get through the day? You know what I'm saying? And then he has this ad, and somebody else had the ad, don't buy organic. Now, this one I just goes right past. Do not buy organic fruits and vegetables. I'm like, you lost your mind right there. I swipe. And I'm like, well, what is wrong with organic food? Now, they find everything. Something wrong with everything. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And all these recalls on everything. Well, I saw an ad the other day. Not an ad, but it was a story. It was a news story online. Y'all know what all these recalls. It said not to buy frozen pizzas. I don't remember which distributor it was, but it said don't buy frozen. It was like 400 frozen pizzas being recalled. I said, well, I'm safe with that because I haven't bought any frozen pizzas from the grocery because it had metal pieces in it. Now, I'm not making that up. That was a real story, real news story. I'm not playing with that. But it did say metal pieces was in the frozen pizza. I'm like, Lord, help today, Jesus. Y'all see why I only like to shop at the farmer's market? You understand me? Because I'm like, man, then you got all this bio food that's been biologically engineered and changed. I'm like, what? You know what I mean? I'm like, then you got to learn to read all the ingredients. Okay, what's all in this kind of stuff here? You know what I mean? I was like, Lord, forget about it. You know, I might as well get the food. What the soldiers have to get? What y'all call? Oh, the Patriots. Thank you. The Patriots. It's this one organization. It's called the Patriots, where you can order your food and stock up your food. Now, that food, you know it's safe. Ain't nothing been added to it. Ain't nothing mistakenly got in it. Ain't no dog toenails in it. Ain't no metal in it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no pieces of paper in it. I'm like, Lord, today let me get up out of here. Listen, y'all, I'll be back later on today with another episode. It's been a stone cold blast. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.